In this week's Sesame Corner by MoneyWeb, we speak to the owner of Altis, Busiso Khatebe. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Talk us through your business. What do you do in your entire business?
So Altis Bakery Cafe, it's a bakery restaurant. Mm-hmm. We're based in Newtown, directly opposite the Market Theatre entrance. So what we do, we provide freshly baked products. So you come through, you want your artisan bread, you want your pastries and all of that. So we're able to give you that. So over and above the fresh baked stuff, we also cater for people that would want to come and enjoy a relaxed environment where they can either come in to have breakfast, lunch, dinner, or anything in between. We have a wide range of products, ranging from your health breakfast, fresh salads, pizza, and stuff like that. So that's what we do. And I guess what makes us different is that everything that we produce, from the burger bun or burger roll that you would get, you would enjoy with your burger, is produced in-house.
How did you find yourself in this space?
By accident, I'd say. I used to be in corporate, so sitting in the boardroom with a study group in 2014. Mm-hmm. You know, idea just came up that I should open a bakery. But at the time, the bakery that I was thinking of was your normal bakery, mass production, produce bread, deliver to different spaza shops, different places and all of that. So as the idea started sinking in my head, and then it evolved from just being a mass production bakery, which would have required high volumes,
right.
To something that would be a bakery that would be in-house. You get what you want. It's produced.
Everything's there. Finding yourself in the Newtown precinct, quite a vibrant environment. How did you choose that particular spot?
You know, as you said, it's an artistic, vibrant environment. And when I looked around, even though there was a mall that was being built or that was built already,
Yes. There
wasn't a relaxed environment where one can come in and it would make no difference whether you're sitting in Rosebank or sitting in Sandton, sitting in Newtown. So mine was to make sure that in that environment, we create an environment that people would still want to come to the inner city, come to Newtown, and just have the same experience that they will have in the northern suburbs.
What's behind the name Altis? Loosely translated as dude, maybe?
No, absolutely, absolutely. So Altis, the company's registered as Allow Us To You, Allow Us To Dash You.
Okay.
The intention is that we will grow and expand. So it will be a conglomerate or
right.
a mini Bidvest or a Bidvest
yes.
type of a business where we say allow us to bake you in this instance, allow us to transport you, allow us to do whatever. So depending on where you came from, and how you pronounce your words. So you can see that you can see A-U-T-Y as O-T, Altis, and all
yeah.
of that. The Altis, sort of resonated with me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I decided to call it Altis and obviously make sure that it is Altis and spell it as Altis. And our logo and our images came then from the name Altis. We've got three images, which mm-hmm. are all of dudes or gents.
Yeah.
I'm an Altis in that sense.
I find that very fascinating. Altis in the bakery world, the restaurant world, which is sometimes misconstrued as a female's place. Do you personally bake?
I bake at home mostly.
Yeah.
So my kids and wife, they are privileged to enjoy my bakes.
Yes.
At the bakery, I don't do most of the baking, but I do bake. But we have experienced bakers.
Mm.
So we've got people that are trained and experienced in the field that do most of the baking in the bakery.
Talk to us then about the transition from corporate to being a business owner, running your own staff complement and making sure that the books balance.
So Altis is a fairly new shop we have opened. We've just been running for just under a month now.
Wow.
When I left corporate and I was doing a bit of consulting. And I guess what that taught me is that it's not the same as being in corporate. In corporate, you can work as hard as you want. You can do as little as possible not to get fired. You can just do, barely scratch the surface. There's always that guarantee
of
your salary at the end
yeah.
of the month. In this particular instance, it's quite different in that all the things that you do are things that you have to do to make sure that you get money at the end of the month. You have to really work hard. You have to balance each and every cent that goes out, each and every cent that comes in, make sure that is accounted for. I guess the corporate experience helped me in a way that I understood from my early years, in a corporate. So I've got an HR background, so I've always been in HR. I know that your employees, irrespective of the industry you're in, your employees will either make or break you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really up to you how you, it's really dependent on how you treat your employees.
Yeah.
Managers who tend to treat their employees fairly and be harsh when it's required, or telling them that they're not doing what is required.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the manner that you do it. Those people will be with you. They'll go to war with you.
Yeah. Foot traffic, how have you been received so far in that Newtown precinct?
It has been great for the fact that we opposite the
yes.
Market Theatre entrance. So the Market Theatre people are also happy in the sense that, you know, for their patrons, they now have a place where people can go and relax and grab a quick dinner before they go to the show, grab coffee or grab some baked stuff, which is something that they didn't have.
So true. A totally different experience from every other restaurant that is around there.
Absolutely. So our aim is to make sure that we cater for the people that want to have a... You know, we are an alternative to what is already available in the mall. We will not be allowed place, so to say.
Ah.
So you come in, you relax, sit on the couch, whether you want to have your meeting, whether you want to, you know, have fun with friends or family. It's an environment that caters for that.
Challenges that you faced in this journey?
The biggest challenge was to get started. Getting started in a sense that... it's a huge project, which is capital intensive. You know, in as much as I had savings that I've put aside to make sure that I start or go into this journey, I think because of the time it took, it sort of depleted whatever was available. I think the biggest challenge was funding. It came through, but it just the time that it took for it to come through, it was a bit of a challenge.
What can we expect from the brand going forward? Where to for AOT in its infancy stage?
For the next year or two, the intention is that we build a brand, we put our feet firmly in the ground. And it's a brand that is known for providing good food, quality service, making sure that whoever comes in contact with us, they live a good experience.
Mm.
And what we would like to do is to have other AOT shops in the near future, probably not in the next 24 months, thereafter. We will see how it goes. We might even franchise that.
We wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
That was AOT Bakery Cafe owner Sibusiso Radebe in this week's SME Corner with MoneyWeb.